In Deaf Podcast, hosted by Barry Mars, Episode 11, featuring Sydney Breedlove.
Peace, 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 In Deaf Podcast. I believe this is Episode 11. This is the episode before the season finale. So we had to do it big. I got a very special guest with me, my brother. Go ahead and introduce yourself, Mel.
So I go by Sydney Breedlove. At least that's what my mom named me. And I'm in here with my brother, Marzi, Barry Mars. I'm excited to be here this evening. Thank you for having me on, brother.
Man, thank you for joining the pod, bro.
Yeah, we were supposed to do this, I think, last week or earlier this week, but we got it done now. So we in here.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. All right, first question. Dream studio session.
Okay, as far as...
You get to pick one producer and three rappers to be on a track with you. Who are you picking?
One producer and three rappers.
Three artists. It could be a singer as well. Whatever you choose.
Oh my God. I've never thought of this. I have so many. If I had to go with one off the top of my head, I'm probably going to go with Pharrell Williams on the production aspect. Mm. And three artists, man. Man. J. Cole. Mm. Andre 3000 and Eminem.
Mm, that's going to be a tough song, bro. That's going to be a fire track. That's going to be a hard track.
I have so many, like, you know, I have other artists that I consider, you know, my favorite or whatnot. I'm just thinking, you know, dream session and you know, the artists that I could, man, yeah, that would be a crazy song to me. So, yeah, I'm going to go with those three.
Word. Good answer. Good answer. All right. Next question. Okay. Well, let me ask you this question.
Okay.
So you get to pick one album from the 90s, one from the 2000s, and one from the 2010s. And each album would have had to have a big influence on the way you make music now. Which three albums from one of each era are you picking?
So this is going to be a little easier for me. Because, from the 90s. Oh, you know what? While I'm talking, is that the 90s? If I was... Are we allowed to look stuff up while we do this?
Sure.
Is everything off the top? Let me see when this album came out. I just want to be sure. I really hope this came out in the 90s. Wow, the year 2000 on the head. Okay, so I'm gonna have to go back before that. The 90s. Which album from the 90s influenced me the most? I was so young then. I'm probably going to go with it's a hard one, the 90s. Got me digging deep. Yeah, I'm gonna go with Tupac, All Eyes on Me. My album from the 90s, simply because I remember being that young and one of the only hip hop artists that I would listen to around that time was Tupac, because my mom, you know, she played Tupac all the time. So I'm going to go with that. For the 2000s, I'm going to go with Ludacris, Back for the First Time, which was the year 2000, actually. That was the first hip hop album that I ever like hand selected myself. My mom like made me pick up a rap album, which is a whole nother story for another day. But she like made me pick a rap album, and that was the first album that I ever selected myself. And for the 2010s, does it have to be album or could it be mixtapes?
Yeah, we could do mixtapes.
Okay. 2010s. This is going to be a good one. Got to get my years right. See, that's 08, so I can't do that one. I'm going to go with Cushion Orange Juice, bro.
I knew you were going to go with that. I was thinking, like, he's going to go with Cushion Orange Juice. I just know it.
I'm going to have to, bro. I'm going to have to. You know, I really wanted to, you know, just since we're on record, I really wanted to go higher than 30,000 feet by Spitta, but that came out in 08.
Okay. All right, next question. And this is a new question I haven't asked anyone.
Okay.
Now you can go back to the year of your birth year and bring back one song of yours to show the world. Which song are you showing them and why?
If I could go back to my birth year.
Right.
So the song has to be from my birth year?
Nah, it's any song of yours that's out or unreleased that you would show the people from your birth year. Like you were, for example, like
phone bill.
Phone bill. Why would you say that?
You know this, but we're on record, so the world doesn't know this yet. So my mother passed in 2018, 11/16, which is her holiday to me. And, you know, that song is very dear to me, just the meaning behind it. And also at the end, it's the outro of my tape, 11/16. And also, at the very end of the song, there's actually a recording of my mother speaking. So if I could go back to 1990, which she would have still been alive then, so I don't even know if this makes sense, but to just show the world, I guess, what she meant to me. And how important she is to me, yeah, I would probably pick that song. And it's a good testament to what my mindset was around that time and what I was going through in my life at that time.
Dope. All right, let's see. Next question. Give two mental health tips that you can give today.
Two mental health tips. Don't take everything so seriously, and talk to people that you trust, even if it's one person that you trust very dearly. You know, don't bottle everything in. You know, it's good to get stuff off your chest and be able to actually speak about, you know, what it is you're going through.
100%. All right, let's see. Last two questions. The first one will be, you sent in a song. We're going to play it at the end of the podcast titled Codes.
Thanks. Oh,
what was the inspiration behind that song? Who produced it? Let's get into all of that.
Okay, shout out Eric Giovanni. Actually met him through YouTube, but since then we've connected. So shout out to him. He's the producer on that track. And the inspiration behind it, you know, that's also off of 1116, which the full title in transparency is 1116, I Was Lost. So, you know, I feel like around that time, I was just in a, I don't know, almost a, I want to call it a dark space, but definitely a kind of just going through the motions space, if that makes sense. My mom was in and out of the hospital at that time. You know, Codes was just that realization for me, you know, that like so many of us, I feel, you know, have been attached to, which you and I off the pod, we're just talking about this similar conversation, but I feel like so many of us are like attached, you know, to these codes and these oaths and things that definitely don't necessarily bring us benefit and a lot of times aren't even real, you know, and most people don't know this because the dates to the songs on 1116, the songs, they're dated. Like I literally have the date of when I started like those songs. What I've never stated until now is that a lot of those songs, a lot of the songs on the tape, I started them at that time, but they probably didn't get finished until after my mom passed. So 1116, Codes is one of those songs I'm almost certain I probably didn't finish until after. Actually, if you'll allow me to check something really quickly. Yeah, see, I had to look. Actually, Codes is dated 12/7/18. So I actually didn't even start that song until after my mom passed. I was kind of thinking that because of just where my mentality was and what I'm saying on the song. So yeah, for me, it was like that realization that I've been attached, you know, to these codes and, you know, quote unquote codes. And the realization that I needed to break out of that, you know, and they won't have restraint over me anymore. So in a nutshell, yeah, that was kind of the inspiration behind that song.
Dope, dope. So I'm going to add maybe a bonus question.
Okay.
Now we've definitely talked about this off of the podcast, but, I would definitely like to for you to elaborate on this specific question.
Okay.
What would you like your congregation? I can't even talk right now. What would you like for your contribution to hip hop or music in general, actually, because we're artists, we're not just rappers. What would you want your contribution to music to be?
This is an easy one for me as well. You know, spread love. I know that sounds cliche, but my name is literally Breed Love, you know? So spread love, I feel like that's missing so much in music and hip hop particularly these days. You know, bring fun back, bring realness back. And by realness, you know, I mean just like literally being yourself. You know, I feel like it's, you know, the vast majority of what's going on these days is one prototype of artist, you know, one prototype of person. So for me, it's just being real, you know, helping people, bringing love back, bringing fun back, you know, and just inspiring. our generation, myself, the generation after us, and every person that comes in contact with it, you know, to just keep going. You know, that's what my whole movement, my whole brand, you know, basically represents, breeding eternity, you know, create something that lasts forever, you know, while helping people and having fun while doing it. So in a nutshell, that's what I want people to take from my music. And the dopeness.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And speaking of dopeness, you knew this time would come, bro.
Yeah, man. Shout out to my boy for giving me a fair warning.
Let's hear those bars, man. Let's get to it.
Yeah, man. So my boy inspired me to cook a little something up. So it's like this. Oh, and this is, I actually came up with this today too, for the record. So this was just my current mind state. It's like I still can feel the anger dwelling. It's like a stranger selling me something that I don't want to buy, but yet remains compelling. I feel my brain's been swelling, and there's no telling if it's from the knowledge that I've been acquiring or from constant yelling. But these days tend to speak less just for Pete's sake. At least I ain't been spending no more money on that cheesecake. I done went full vegan. They say you couldn't boss with God, but when I nod, I feel my eyes are within arms reaching. I see that side ain't even fully grown yet, but you would bet up on that side because you've been hiding, peeking. I bet I reached my peak when eyes ain't even hardly even. How you spit this, put our arms behind our back, we hardly breathing. But both hands behind my back and I'm blindfold. I still a shine cold and I'll rhyme those rhinestone fake diamond wearing. It's apparent when I rhyme stone. But lately I've been sober closer to my climb home. You never know when your number's calling. So I'm all with living, balling, positivity, and giving flowers for its posthumous. My accomplishments don't get acknowledgement unless it's from accomplices. So when they do award me, bet I polish it. These are just my policies. I want a place where we can dwell without a jail, police fallacies, and all disease. Sounds like.
Oh man. Yeah, I'm speechless. We're gonna I don't have anything to say.
I really want to run it back because I was stumbling, but it's all good. I feel like they get the point.
Man. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, he's like that. I can't talk, bro. I'm trying to find the words. If y'all come on In Depth Podcast, this is what I'm looking for when I ask for bars.
I want to slow it down for him. I said, it's like I still can feel the anger dwelling. It's like a stranger selling me something that I don't want to buy, but yet remains compelling. I feel my brain's been swelling. And there's no telling if it's from the knowledge that I've been acquiring or from the constant yelling. But these days tend to speak less just for Pete's sake. At least I ain't been spending no more money on that cheesecake. I done went full vegan. They say you couldn't box with God, but when I nod, I feel my eyes are within arms reaching. I see the side ain't even fully grown yet, but you would bet up on that side because you've been hiding, peeking. I bet I reach my peak when odds ain't even hardly even. How you expect us put our hands behind our back? We hardly breathing. But both hands behind my back and I'm blindfold. I still a shine cold and I'll rhyme those rhinestone fake diamond wearing. It's apparent when I rhyme stone. But lately I've been sober closer to my climb home. You never know your numbers calling, so I'm all with living, balling, positivity, and giving flowers for its posthumous. My accomplishments don't get acknowledgement unless it's from accomplices. So when they do award me, bet I polish it. These are just my policies. I want a place where we can dwell without a jail, police fallacies, and all disease. Shout out my brother Mars, man.
Oh man, yo! thank you for joining the pod, bro. I don't have anything else to say but that.
You know that we bringing bars back
for real, yo. In Depth Podcast
episode, it's an honor, bro. Seriously, it's an honor, bro.
Man, we're gonna go back to this podcast and reminisce on this moment, man. I know it
soon too.
No, facts.
Soon to divine time.
Yes, sir. All right, everybody. That was In-Depth Podcast episode 11. Next episode will be the season finale. Y'all take it easy. Peace, peace.
Peace and love.
I know where to go when it's black. I won't look down and it's no going back. Used to think a crown was me honing my craft. Used to think my home was me owning a pad. Now I'm in my zone when I'm roaming the map. You find yourself alone when your dome is intact. My ego is gone and I won't relapse. Perhaps my soul was attached to codes and these oaths that were matched. By feeling, cause that's like true healing to the spirit. And whether you are here or not, you still gonna hear it. Rebuke if you choose to, but lose who you used to communicate with to see your fate of approval. You can choose to listen to the voice in your head. I pray you comprehend all the depths of what it said. You better thank God no man get the credit. My mother witnessed death when they put on the meds. Praise to the most high, I won't fear, I won't shy. I wait, that's what they want me to say. Seem like the devil wanna see me miserable today. But that's my perception. These thoughts leave you left and left field when you having no sense of direction. You still sending blessings despite all the stressing. Leave it to me to combat your digression. The type to ignite all them questions. Like, why you never send a run around all the time? And how are you a winner when advanced on the line? You say you wantin' dealing, making plans when it's time. You just too damn impatient to stand in the line. Scared of looking in the mirror, you quiver, you policy shiver. And duly, your beauty has always been sublime. If you knew who you was truly, you surely acknowledge the purity. Abolish your security and start living in your mind. I know where to go when it's black. I won't look down and it's no going back. Used to think a crown was me honing my craft. Used to think my home was me owning a pad. Now I'm in my zone when I'm roaming the map. You find yourself alone when your dome is intact. My ego is gone and I won't relapse. Perhaps my soul was attached to codes and these oaths that were matched. My truth, cause that's like proof in the booth. When a rapper's actually factual, when stating what he do, we don't care about no algorithm. That's the value to them. I've been kicking shit all the way here to Sacramento. Get the feeling down, that's a sacrilegious. Everything has its cause, that ain't accidental. When you put it in your song, then it's instrumental. It's crazy how we look to stars for the activism. Now we search for the way, we can't find it. Did always look up to them for guidance till they leave you stranded. Abruptly reminded that light that you seek is already inside you. When they think you sweet, they gon' try to confide you. But this time you peek cause your wisdom applied it. If it's unique, I'm most likely beside it. But if it ain't right, then I can't get behind it. I know where to go when it's black. I won't look down and it's no going back. Used to think a crown was me honing my craft. Used to think my home was me owning a pad. Now I'm in my zone when I'm roaming the map. You find yourself alone when your dome is intact. My ego is gone and I won't relapse. Perhaps my soul was attached to codes and these oaths that were matched.
What you doing?
I'm in the studio right now, actually.
Are you?
Mm-hmm.
You got something to offer? Good grief. Some young guys come in there. What you do? How do you set that up?
Well, I'm working on my own music. That's why I was telling you. I don't really engineer anymore. Like
okay.
That. I just been focused on my music.
Okay. I'll tell you one thing, when I listen at it, shucks, man, it's just having a good sponsor.
Yeah.
You got a good sponsor, you'll go places.
Nah, I got one too. You gotta meet him.
Okay. Well, I've been checking, you know, checking your music. I'm just sitting here and let me check this out, because it sounds good. This, I mean, it's really saying something. What I'm saying.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I thought I would let you know.
Yeah, that means a lot, Granny. Thank you.
Oh, okay. I'm serious. I'm gonna pass it on to somebody, to several of the people I know.
Okay.
And I'll let you know something, okay?
All right, Granny. Thank you.
Okay.
All right. Love you, Granny.
Okay, baby. Take care.
All right.
Bye.
In-Depth Podcast.